This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Diplomats from nearly 200 countries are meeting in Geneva this week to determine the future of one of the world's most recognizable symbols, the Red Cross. For more than a century, humanitarian workers have been able to operate freely in war zones thanks in part to that symbol and the neutrality it represents. But the seemingly benign Red Cross is considered controversial to some people in the world. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
When Jean-Henri Dunant founded the Red Cross in the 19th century, he never intended the symbol to have religious significance. The Red Cross, set against a white background, was meant to portray the Swiss flag with its colors reversed. But many Muslim countries took offense, and for years now they've been permitted to use the Red Crescent as their symbol. Israel, however, found both the crescent and the cross unacceptable, so its humanitarian group uses the Red Star of David. The Red Cross's governing body, worried about the proliferation of symbols, does not recognize the Red Star of David and has barred Israel from the parent organization. The dispute has festered for decades and cost the International Red Cross tens of millions of dollars, dues withheld by the U.S. chapter in protest over Israel's exclusion. Israeli official Itzhak Levnon.
Well, the general feeling is a feeling of injustice, a sort of anomaly that has troubled the movement for over 50 years. And I do hope that with this upcoming conference, diplomatic conference, this injustice will be rectified.
For years, Red Cross officials have searched for a third symbol, free of any religious overtones. Some proposed a diamond, but African nations objected. For them, the diamond represents exploitation and war. Others suggested a chevron, but that symbol already has maritime uses and happens to be the name of an international oil company. Finally, it appears that the diplomats in Geneva have settled on a symbol acceptable to all. The Red Crystal. That may sound like a humanitarian group founded by a New Age cult, but Red Cross officials like François Bougnon insist that is not the case. The Red Crystal, he says, represents a breakthrough in a matter of more than symbolic importance.
It is important. It is important because what is at stake is human lives. It's the protection of the medical services. It's the protection of the wounded on the field of battle. It's the protection of humanitarian workers.
It took many years for the Red Cross and later the Red Crescent to gain international recognition. There's no telling how long it will take for the Red Crystal to catch on. Eric Weiner, NPR News.